Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and thanks for listening to this pilot for a new comedy podcast, Do the Right Thing. I'm Ben, the producer, and before you listen to the show, there's just a couple of things you need to know. Number one, we're recording a series of this podcast over the next couple of months. A couple of dates at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, a couple of dates in London in September. Visit comedy.co.uk/podcasts/do the right thing for all the information and links to tickets. Number two, what you're about to listen to is a pilot. So we got a few things wrong. The main thing being we didn't introduce anyone at the start, which is a basic error. But anyway, let me put that right now. The host is Danielle Ward, who you might know from the Dave Gorman Show and podcast on Absolute Radio. She's also a prolific comedy writer, stand-up and bass player. The team captains are comedians Michael Legg and Margaret Caborn-Smith. Michael Legg is an award-winning blogger and half of the Precious Little Podcast. Margaret Caborn-Smith isn't. The guests are comedy performer and writer from off of Harry Hill's TV Burp, Dan Meyer, and musician and author Jim Bob from Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. And so that's about it. More than enough rubbish from me. Please enjoy Do the Right Thing. Bye.
Too much. Hello and welcome to Do the Right Thing, the podcast panel show that tries to work out what is the right thing to do in any given situation. For example, what is the correct way to eat soup in front of the Queen? Or, what is the best way to exact revenge on your parents' murderer? Quietly, and with a spoon, is the correct answer for both of those situations. So, let's meet the teams to do the right thing today. They are Margaret Caborn-Smith and Dan Meyer. And Michael Legg and Jim Bob.
Definitely slightly louder.
It's because they think I'm fruit bat.
My script says pleasantries, but we've done that with the Amy Pond wanking, worst night of our life, looks like a man, is a man. That's all we need. So, right, we've met the teams. It's not ever going to go out, don't worry. Let's see if they know they're right from wrong in the first round, The Importance of Being Right.
That's a good title.
Right. In this round, I'm going to give each team a potentially life-threatening scenario, and they have to tell me what they would do to get out of it. To decide if they're doing the right thing, I'm going to refer to the Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook, Travel Edition. Yeah, I know, it's a good book. So, Margaret and Dan, your scenario is that you are in a lift, or riding the elevator, for American listeners, there won't be any. Going up a tall building. Suddenly, there is a jolt and a horrible cracking sound. You realise that the lift is plummeting towards the ground. What is the right thing to do?
I think the right thing to do is to act as normally as possible so that everyone is kept at their ease. So I would do the things that I would normally do in a lift. So I'd maybe do a little fart and then say, better out than in, and just sort of smile. And I'd do that, the face that you do when you get in a lift on the ground floor and somebody gets in at the very last minute and holds the lift up. And then they're a fat bloke and they're on the ground floor, but they press one because they can't be asked to go up one flight of stairs. I do that face, that... face. I do it as we plummet past every floor. I just sort of slightly raise my eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Is that not the right thing?
No, I mean, usually in life-threatening situations, the answer is something to do with piss. I mean, I've learnt that. I can't think
Terrorists
of a way.
Piss in their face.
Yeah, it's harder as a girl because, you know, it's not so multi-directional.
You can buy those funnel things from the right. Betterware catalogue.
Already, yeah, that's great. Yeah, lovely. I think I actually know the answer to this.
What's the answer?
Stand on everyone else.
No. That's a good answer.
Yeah, in a good. Well, no, and sort of cling to the roof, the ceiling of the lift in a star shape. but it's not as bad as the impact.
When you
worse
break
from...
your spine.
Yes, it's a less bad break of a spine. You're coming down than going up.
Michael, Jim, hello. Have you got any? Do you want to interject?
I saw someone piss in the lift once. And it's true, it was really, it was awful. You know, don't get me wrong, he won me back immediately. He won me back immediately. We went, well, there was a rat in here once.
Yeah, exactly. He might have been just trying to deter rats. That's what I'm saying. He was using that piss.
Well, no. People always want to piss haters, pisses. The rat community.
Ever pissed in a lift, Jim?
No. On an escalator.
Hey, what? Going up or down?
Anyone can piss in a lift.
Those are the original lyrics to EastEnders. Anyone can piss in a lift.
Although,
lovely
yeah.
song.
Yeah. So, no, I haven't pissed in a lift. Of course I haven't pissed in a lift.
You're a punk rocker. You're supposed to do things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you're one of the original punks.
That's me. I'm a punk rocker.
Oh, dear.
I've pissed in a lift.
Are you not Sid Vicious?
Sex Pistols pissed in a lift.
Everyone swears blind they were in that lift when the Sex Pistols pissed in a lift. But... Everyone who was in that lift went on to piss in a lift.
Yeah.
Mick Hucknall was definitely there. I know that. He was definitely there.
The answer is that you're meant to lie down. But
floor.
Even then, apparently, if it does hit the ground, you just get crushed by debris anyway.
What if there's,
easier to fight.
What if there's 20 people in the lift?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you lie
climb
down?
On there.
Do you know what?
Sexy
the scenario,
lift orgy.
The scenario,
come on, we might as well!
You can maybe get everybody to piss at the same time and cause some sort of pool. And all suspend in it. Yeah. So that's the answer. Get everybody in the lift to piss.
No.
You all swim. That is. That's a good answer. No, you lie down. That is the answer.
So don't, I did say that.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said that on the ceiling or the floor.
You lie down. You said suspend. From
you lie down on the ceiling. Who are you, Lionel Richie?
Yes.
No. Well, I didn't know.
Not many people die from plummeting lifts.
No,
so
I know.
It's all right. I'll give an extra point to anybody who can name a film where someone dies in a lift.
United 93.
Not you. You're not one of the panelists.
Omen 2. Omen 2. Fuck you. I
just said
that.
But
he did
say United 93
in a lift.
You think there was no one in the lift when those towers collapsed?
It's about planes.
I know, but it's got the thing.
No, there wasn't a lift in that plane. There wasn't a lift in the plane. No,
I know we're on the same team, but it wasn't that tall a plane.
But it needed a lift.
Crashed into a lift.
Finding Nemo.
The Omen, you can both have a point for Omen. Too.
Revenge of the Pink Panther as well.
I don't deserve a point. I didn't know. I totally agree. I don't deserve a fucking point. He said it first.
Yeah, he said Jesus. You were going to say it as well.
Just because I said it louder.
Oh, God, are we giving points for thoughts?
Yeah.
Fuck
out. Right, the next question. This is for Michael and Jim Bob. Your scenario is that you've won the funny women competition. And the prize is a holiday in the Amazon where you have to perform your funny set in the bar every night. However, upon your arrival to the resort, you find that from your room to the bar, you have to cross a piranha-infested river. So what is the right thing to do in that situation?
Well, first of all, I don't really know why everyone fucking laughed when said, oh, you've won the fucking funny women competition. Of course we won it. We're blokes. We're funny.
Why is it always piranhas?
Yeah.
You don't ever hear anybody say, if you had to cross a Muslim-infested river.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because they're there doesn't mean it's infested, you fish racist.
It's easy. It's always the piranhas.
Yeah.
It's so easy to say.
What kind of holiday resort is this? We've got everything done now. We've got the gym, we've got the hotel bill, we've got the sauna, we've got the beautiful restaurant. There's something missing from this pool.
Mate,
just to get that fifth star.
Mate, don't knock it. It only costs 15 quid to go there.
So
I think you have to individually, very quickly punch
in the fist
because you because you have to punch each piranha on the nose like sharks. It's the same. Oh, it's the same thing with fish, sharks, piranhas.
Right.
So that's what you basically. You have to send one of the women through.
I'm guessing. Right, yeah.
I'm guessing
the most bloodied one.
I'm thinking this is a kind of. It's two women. There's always two, isn't there?
There's always two. Oh, it's always two women. Yeah. God, they always go in pairs. I'll go with you to your death.
You send along the unfunny one to punch.
Yeah.
And then the other one comes through and victoriously goes on to present some awful programme with that. Giles Corran or whatever his name is.
There you go, that's your answer. Do we get a point?
Do piranhas have noses?
Massive ones.
Yeah.
No, it's fine, just check.
What time of day is it best to cross this piranha infested river?
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm giving you a hint.
What time's their programme on? Whenever that is probably the best. Do they like Antiques Roadshow? Don't know, whenever they're otherwise occupied.
It's at night, it's at night. The best time to cross is at night. If you cross at night, they probably won't. Though one of the hints for crossing is to not take any raw meat with you.
Why would you ever cross a river
or
without
take loads of? I would have thought if you've got a surfeit, you've got a massive meat suit on. Yeah. There's just enough meat on it.
They can strip that down.
Lady Gaga would be a nightmare.
I don't think Lady Gaga's entering funny women. It's a guess.
Where's she going to get 15 quid?
It's about tiny meat.
And she's not a woman.
That's a really weird joke about Lady Gaga being poor.
That was the joke.
Yeah, I know. I'll be doing a commentary on what the jokes are like.
So we've won that. You send Lady Gaga across in a meat suit. Mel Giedroyce punches the sharks on the nose.
The piranhas.
And then piranhas, sharks,
shark
it's all the same to me.
Freshwater river.
10 points.
Yes.
Thank you.
All the points to Jimbo.
That is not the answer.
It is the answer.
No, it is.
The next round is called Agony, and in it the teams are going to meet agony aunts advising other people on the right thing to do. I am first going to give some real-life problems sent into newspapers, and I want the teams to work out, A, which paper the problem was sent to, and B, what advice was given. So, Margaret Cable-Smith, if you would like to read out this problem to Michael and Jim Bob.
Do this in the style of something.
That doesn't do the newspaper voice, otherwise we'll get it straight away.
I'm a pretty uninhibited sort of person and have always been quite loud in the bedroom. This hasn't fazed any of my previous boyfriends and I've got to the grand age of 38 without proving it a problem. But my current partner, who is from a very repressed family, is always telling me to shh when we're making love. And he's so quiet in bed. He's worried the neighbours will hear something, but I think that's the last thing that should be on his mind at the height of passion. How can I get him to loosen up?
Right, so we have to figure out what newspaper
it was. What publication, what newspaper is that from?
It's going to be one of them, isn't it?
No, because...
No.
She's tricking us with her
common voice.
With her dick.
Morning Star.
I think it's one of the posh papers.
Yeah, one of the posh papers.
Like Daily Mirror or something like that.
Lord Guardian. How posh are we going?
For an answer.
I think it's the. I mean, it's the Daily Express.
Very close. It's the Mail on Sunday. Rowan Pelling's sex advice column. So this is open to anybody. What advice do you think the Mail on Sunday gave this poor woman?
To sign a petition and move him on. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, between me and you, that is what you're doing, isn't it?
I am trying to get rid of that guy.
I suspect they probably warned the woman in question that making a lot of noise during sex causes cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting. interesting.
So he's probably absolutely right.
Yeah.
Although, during lovemaking also causes cancer.
They're basically too right. Much sex noises encourages gypsies to move in.
That is true, actually.
To that woman.
The actual advice was, I'm not sure which is worse, the lover who wakes the entire street or the one who's quiet as a mouse. But both seems to me that they're equally problematic with disobeying the... Oh, I've really fucked that up. It's no editing. Basically, you're a woman, do the fuck as you're told.
Do you know that I was actually trying to say that, but I was talked over during that.
If you tried asking any of your exes if they thought you were too loud in bed, then at least you'll know if he's being reasonable.
Thing is, I always worry that my next door neighbours think me and my wife are dead. So I.
And you've left the dog there on your own.
Making love or not, that we scream permanently. Just to have them at their ease. How can they sleep well at night unless we're screaming on the floor?
Jim, you're a nice man. What actual advice would you give that lady?
I don't know. I forgot the question. What was the... How do you keep your boyfriend quiet?
No, he thinks you're too noisy.
How do you silence men? That's what you want.
These days, you should put Doctor Who on or something. No. Yeah. I should shut them up.
Margaret, what would your advice to this lady be?
Well, you know, I went to convent school, so I'd rather not talk about it.
Points for Margaret there.
Thank you. Yeah, for what I was really thinking. Thank you, Danielle.
That was good. Now, Michael, if you can read out this problem for Dan and Margaret.
I bought a penis extension to surprise my wife on our 5th anniversary. But she took one look and stormed out. She had never complained about our love life, but I've always thought I was on the small side. Lately, I got it into my head. I wasn't pleasing her enough. I hoped getting an extension would spice up our love life.
Is love life really got hyphen?
No. It does in this newspaper.
I'm sorry, but if I was in bed with someone and they said love life and I suspected a hyphen, I would have to... Doesn't matter.
We had a brilliant anniversary dinner in our favourite restaurant and I couldn't wait to get her home and into bed. I took a shower.
Thoughtful. I want to cut all that beef off you. And walked.
And walked into the bedroom thinking she'd be thrilled and delighted. Instead, she screamed in horror, calling me names. And,
couldn't remember her name.
And ran downstairs. She went to stay 30 miles away with relatives.
This extension.
She went to stay 30 miles away with relatives, changed her phone number, and refused all contact. I was gutted.
A Revengers musical.
I started to have a new lady friend around a few weeks ago.
You cockhead.
Out of the blue, at the weekend, my wife rang and said, I have to choose, but I'm not sure if I want her back. After all, she left me for 2 whole months just because I tried to surprise her.
The Financial Times?
These are Radio Times.
The phrase penis extension is bothering me.
Is it from made-up fantasist bullshit gazette?
The Guardian, yeah.
It sounds like a sort of like conservatory or something.
I don't think he has an operation. I think
he straps something into it. Yeah. A splint.
I didn't know you could do that.
You're excited now, that's...
it's like rolling out plasticine, isn't it? No wonder she screams.
Try that.
like a penis extension, all they actually do is cut your penis in half and then stitch the other half onto the end.
Yeah, everyone knows that. That's what they do.
And both halves were alive.
And you keep cutting them in half around the garden. They grow.
Is that it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Good.
Hang on, they're cutting in half and stitching what, lengthways?
Yeah.
So you've got like a flat edge and then a curved edge.
Yeah.
But twice the length.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Exactly
that.
Okay. Did you write this letter?
It sounds like something I would have written.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's,
it's a real newspaper.
Real,
actual newspaper.
Well.
The Daily Telegraph, of course.
It's from The Sun.
Oh, yeah.
And what advice do you think Deirdre, bear in mind she's lovely, gave to this poor man?
Oh, man. Kill yourself? I can't do anything. He's just insane. What's wrong with him? That's what I'd say. What's wrong with him? I'd encourage correspondence.
Very sympathetic, yeah.
It's very difficult to think of any sensible advice in response to a letter that mental.
Look, I was so in love with her, I thought I'd surprise her with a penis. Just sounds like Dirty Uncle Fingers has escaped.
The sensible advice from Deirdre is she sent him her leaflet, My Manhood Too Small.
Yeah, it's about a year too late for that, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So help is on its way. And then, underneath, I have written the question, have you ever had a similar problem? Come on, Margaret. You're
I've got a really, really short vagina, it's true.
Maybe this man.
I've had enough surprises.
Maybe this man needs to get a tattoo because if now his penis is bigger, he should get a tattoo on his piece on his penis that says, I regret this and I'm very sorry. Will you please take me back? Margaret has a very tiny vagina.
Not tiny, short.
Short. When the wind goes by, it whistles.
What we're going to do is open up this round to the... So earlier, when you all came in, I gave you pieces of paper asking if you had any problems. So we're going to throw it open, and I'm going to ask the panel for their advice to you with your problems. So the first one is from Old Maid, who says, my sister nearly got married 5 years ago, but jilted him before the day. She's just got engaged, in brackets, to someone else, but wants to wear the same dress... What should we do to stop her? P.S. The dress is fucking horrible.
How long ago was it?
Five years ago.
Yeah, that was a bad year for wedding dresses. I would do a sort of carry thing and tip blood all over it. No, she's not going to wear it then. Who is? Who is Old Maid?
That's me. Yeah. Jim, what would you do?
It's only a fucking dress. What is it with dresses? Weddings.
You could try pissing on it, I suppose.
Well, if she was wearing it on an escalator. But I just think, from the male perspective, I think one dress is the same as another dress, isn't it?
What, just let her wear this horrible dress?
Yeah. It's just if you base
all,
your entire relationship
I don't think that's
on
true.
A dress... Then it's going to fail. Surely the love and the...
No, but we're not talking about her. We don't give a shit about her.
Important.
We give a shit about the sister who doesn't like the dress. We're trying to help her.
I think the sister's...
A bitch.
She's just, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Yeah, you need to kick your sister's
head. We're really helpful,
in.
Aren't we?
Michael?
I don't think that's true, Jim just said. one dress is... No. I grew up as a young Catholic boy, and I was often visited by a man in a dress. And that was the only dress I ever liked. Wear that dress.
And Dan, what is your advice to Old Maid?
The thing about that question is the backstory is kind of irrelevant, isn't it? Because basically what it boils down to is, my sister's getting married in a shit dress. The 5 years ago bit, it's as if that's supposed to create some sort of backstory to justify you hating the dress. Frankly, it's her special day. If she wants to look shit, I think that's up to
her. No, tell her it's cursed. I'll override I'm the captain.
Old maid, who do you agree with most?
Margaret.
Of course you do.
So, this is Captain Potato, and he says, should I mention the many, perhaps dozens in brackets, of sexually transmitted infections my brother has picked up over the years in my speech as best man?
I would say all of them, but leave one for the next.
That's a surprise.
Or for the second wedding.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Because otherwise you will have... Yeah. Yeah, you'll have nothing. You'll have no material left for the next time he gets married.
I would love it if he's getting married to the girl in the shit dress. The worst, most doomed wedding ever.
Awful day.
Who has not gonorrhea? No, sorry.
Margaret.
On an escalator.
Well, what I would say, Mr. Potato.
Captain,
Mr.
Mr.
At least
they've
fallen in respect of the correct rank.
What I would say to you, Mr. Captain Potato, is no. That's all I'm saying.
Who is Captain Potato? What diseases does he have?
If you name them all in order of popularity. I mean,
which ones has he contracted?
He's got the three most popular.
AIDS?
No.
That's only the most popular in your eyes, Daniel.
I said the most popular. I mean, some of the ones that people aren't going to die of.
The most fun.
I don't think they do poll and ask people which one you'd rather have.
A sexy one.
Perhaps.
It's taking a really dark. Has he got...
Herpes, that's really sexy.
He's got herpes. Well,
I'm so popular.
It's making a comeback.
Yeah.
It's definitely making a comeback for autumn, winter 11.
Yeah.
Herpes, it's on all the catwalks.
It's certainly part of my autumn collection.
Points to Jim Bob on that one. Jizzle Sticks.
Why do you not have normal names? This isn't the internet.
Has Jizzle Sticks given their rank? Or do you don't have any?
Lieutenant
Major.
Last day for Olympic bids, so which is better to perv over? Beach volleyball or women's hockey? Which is your option? Jim?
I don't know. As a practicing homosexual, I find both options. Offensive.
Is anybody buying Olympics tickets?
No.
No. I've bid on Greco-Roman wrestling. I don't even know what it is. And it also men's cycling.
Because that's something to perv over.
Terrified of velodromes.
It's a bit rollable, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
it?
I thought about the table tennis. Actually, I thought table tennis might be quite good because that's just sort of a mental. I thought nobody will want to go and see the table tennis. It'll be really cheap. But of course, that, like everything else, sort
quid.
Of restricted view with a bag over your head is about 50 quid. Beach volleyball is the answer to the question.
Yeah, well, it depends what you're into because hockey is much more violent.
But, you want blood as well as joy.
Jiggling.
Volleyball's mainly about jiggling.
It's a weird question. We can't answer it, can we?
Well, I definitely can. It would be hockey because it's a much more competitive sport. And you know what? Nothing gets me off more than women at their very best. Competing and striving to be the best that they can be. I would love to come down the throat of any woman who has literally just gone, yeah, I can do this. No man's going to tell me what I would blind her with my cum. Because she decided, no, I'm not just going to sit here and take it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be better than the rest.
Do you know what? I am absolutely disgusted, my God, that you are suggesting that beach volleyball is not competitive.
I'm so sexist, I'm going now! You're right, I'm sexist.
Points for everybody!
Let's move on.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're going to stay with the audience for the next round. The personality test is a test of our panel's ability to gauge someone's taste and opinions. Are they good judges of character? Before the show, I got an audience member to do a short questionnaire about what they think is the right thing to do in various situations. The panel are going to get the chance to meet them now. This is... what's the name?
Kate!
Kate! Come on up! You need to come up, I need to put you on a microphone, I'm sorry. So what you're going to do is, the panel has 1 minute to ask Kate questions about herself, and then from that I'm going to... she's filled in a questionnaire, and we'll see if they can gauge her personality from the minute of questioning. So, guys, is that simple enough? Do you understand?
Yep, got it.
Go on then.
Are you regretting this?
Have you ever been involved in any pyramid schemes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Oh, no.
Play in this room.
Oh, man.
What's your best 15 things?
Quickly,
not
quickly.
Not in order, not that you're under any pressure. It doesn't have to be in order.
15 different sorts of wine.
Wine, right.
Write that down.
Are you, have you ever been a practicing witch?
No, I've got quite good at it.
Oh, okay.
Which musical instrument do you despise?
The bassoon.
The bassoon. Nice.
What is your PIN number?
Very good.
Bassoon-hating wino.
Questions, and the multiple choice as well. So I asked Kate, where is the best place to get a tattoo? Is it somewhere that won't wrinkle, arse, or Basingstoke?
Was that multiple choice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
all of them.
Basingstoke.
No. Somewhere that won't wrinkle.
I'm definitely going to go for arse, because if she likes wine that much, her arse is available for anything.
Somewhere that won't wrinkle.
I don't care. I don't care what the answer was.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you what the real answer is.
No one wins that.
We know her so well.
How should you split a restaurant bill with friends? Is it A, pay your own and add a tip? B, equal split? C, play Russian roulette? Last one alive pays the bill.
Russian roulette.
Anybody else want
equal
to...
equal split.
Yeah, equal split.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
Let's just say all the answers so we get a point. Did someone get a point?
Yay!
We're like an hour into the quiz. Brilliant.
And finally, we asked, where is the best place to sit on a bus? Is it A, alone? B, on the driver? C, top deck front seat?
Top deck front seat.
Yeah, top deck front seat.
Well, yeah. I don't know who won that round, but I don't think it was me. Round of applause for Kate.
Yay!
Right, this next round is called Do the Wrong Thing, and it's the team's chance to dance with the devil and forget all about responsibility. Yeah, they don't have to be right. For our audience here at the Phoenix and listening at home, never going to have this round should be seen as a lesson in what not to do under any circumstance. So I'm going to describe a situation to the teams, and you can just chip in when you want. So any, I'm not going to split it between the teams, just chip in.
Chip in now?
Not yet.
Hold back. Hold back.
It is late at night, and you're driving down a quiet A road near Peterborough. You're eating a vegan Scotch egg. I don't know what that is. I'm wondering whether to text your best friend as you're a bit bored and lonely. Up the road ahead, you see a hitchhiker thumbing a lift. As you get closer, you see it is a middle-aged man carrying a large and heavy black bag. What would be the wrong thing to do in this situation? Michael.
Has this
Make
happened to Michael?
Sweet love to the bag.
But
it has to be sweet love. None of your rough stuff. You really have to make him jealous.
There is blood dripping
from the bag. No wonder that
bag
has left me, he will say.
There's blood coming from the bag.
Yeah, there always is. What happened?
So, Jim, you're making sweet love to the bag. What else can you do to make the situation worse?
I put your foot down.
While making love to the bag?
Sometimes you have to. Yeah. Sometimes you have to.
Do we have to do what Michael's told us to do?
What if the hitchhiker, then, after you've made love to his bag, holds a knife to your throat?
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. And says, take me to Hull.
See, Peterborough I wasn't that keen on. Yeah. Hull, no way. But
I think the only way you could best possibly make that worse is say, of course, why don't you just pick a CD out of the glove box for the journey, and then you present him with a choice of sort of James Blunt, Jack Johnson. Just so there's a really bad soundtrack to your hellish experience. I think that would be my...
Oh, I can't say.
Again, James, but always James Blunt. You know, imagine if he was a Muslim. It's easy targets.
He was when he was in the army.
What? A Muslim?
Yeah, he's a Muslim. Genuinely, if anyone fucking held a knife to my throat and said, you've got to take me to Hull, I'd go, I fucking well then, you cunt. I'll fucking show you.
Points for Michael. Right, this next round... I've just moved on. The next round is our film and TV round. I'm going to ask each team to reenact a famous film or TV scene leading up to a cliffhanger moment. Then the other team must identify the scene and tell us what happened next. I'll read in action and any additional characters. So, Dan and Margaret, you go first. So, Michael and Jim, pay attention. They're going to act out a lovely scene for you.
Do me a favour, will you? Just tell Grace that I'll always be there with her, OK? Can you do that?
Yeah, OK, kid.
Harry rips the tubes of AJ's air supply, forcing him into the airlock.
Arg!
Harry tucks a piece of paper into AJ's pocket.
Give this to Truman. Make sure Truman gets it. Get in there.
Harry pushes AJ fully into the airlock, shutting the door on him.
It's my hole. I drilled it. I'm staying with it till the end.
Harry! You can't do this to me. It's my job.
You take care of my little girl now. That's your job. I always thought of you as a son. Always. But I'd be damn proud to have you marry Grace.
Harry!
You take care of yourself.
Harry, no! I love you! Harry!
And scene.
Almost like having the footage in the room.
Clearly, the drilling scene from Gregory's Girl. was that not it?
No.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
I thought it was one of the Alien films. Not telling you which one.
Was it Driving Miss Daisy? It's not. But that's it. It's Armageddon, isn't it?
It's Armageddon!
It's Armageddon!
Jim and Michael, what did Harry do next? That is Bruce Willis's character.
Did he wear a vest? Is it that film?
It's not that film.
Where are you?
He does wear a vest a lot, though. So.
All I remember in that film is what's his name? He's a terrible actor, but he wanted to be Han Solo. What's the name of that actor?
Steve Buscemi.
No, because Steve Buscemi's good. Yeah, Michael Caine. What's his name? He now directs films and stuff, and he's always in loads of
Ron Howard
films.
Alex Winter.
He's Daredevil.
This is turning into a very different show now.
Get Ben Affleck. And my the main memory I have of any Ben Affleck film is the terrible film Jersey Girl. Have you seen Jersey Girl? It's brilliant. I went to see that in the cinema and I spent, I don't know, 20 minutes laughing at one line during Jersey Girl where Ben Affleck at some point just turns to his daughter and says, I just want to apologise for the way I've been acting. At least he said sorry.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
Harry did do some dying, that is true.
Yeah, best dying.
What would have been the right thing for Bruce Willis to have done in that situation?
Fire
he goes
agent.
And dies. A point! The next scene. Jim and Michael will act out a scene. It will run to a cliffhanger, and you have to guess what film it is.
And we have to understand
these
all
are
the
accents
words.
We're doing now.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'll be reading
this,
in
then.
A part this time rather than directions.
Oh, brilliant.
I visited your home this morning after you left. I tried to play as Bind. I tried to taste the life of a simple man, didn't work out. So I took a souvenir, a pad.
Mills, give me the gun.
What's going on over there?
I saw you with a box. What was in the box?
Oh, because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is poison.
Oh, what's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Here, I just told you.
You lie, you're a fucking liar. Shut up.
It's what he wants. He wants you to shoot him.
No, no, tell me that's not true.
Become vengeance, David. Become wrath.
Oh, tell me she's all right.
You'll murder a suspect, David.
No.
She begged for her life, detective.
You shut up.
She begged for her life and for the life of the baby inside her. Here. He didn't know.
Give me the gun, David. David, if you kill him, he will win.
I've never seen this film. And B, you were clearly attempting to sabotage us, and it's still fucking easy.
Is it deal or no deal?
Was the listing of the seven deadly sins a clue?
But if you couldn't see my sort of face and its similarities to the lead actor, it would have made it a lot harder, wouldn't it?
And also, I'm holding a box with a woman's head in it.
Isn't the box set of Seven, the box that Seven comes in on DVD is a Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box? Isn't that true?
No, someone sent you Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box.
See how that would fit in a DVD player, unless it was very finely sliced.
I'd like to see her husband's head in a box.
Oh, right, James Blunt's an obvious target.
And the panel, what would you do in that situation? If your partner's head was given in a box to you, would you kill the man who did it, or would you not kill him? What's the right thing to do?
I think was it supposed to be a gift? Was it? I mean, because then... Because then it becomes embarrassing. We've all had gifts that we don't really want. And you go, have you got my wife's head's receipt?
It's got a lot more to do with the box, isn't it?
Yeah. The box looks nice.
What kind of box? You know, if it's a nice box.
It's gift wrapped.
Yeah.
Keith, as long as you don't... You make sure you don't make the mistake of giving it back to the same person. Oh. I think.
Wouldn't that be the greatest day of your life, right? Seriously, if you're a married man, right, and I mean if you're not Chris Martin, but if you're anyone else, and so go, ha, 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 here's a present. It's your wife's severed head in a box, and you have to, and it's Gwyneth Paltrow. You go, oh, thank fuck. Plus, I've got Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box to play with.
I think points to Dan Meyer.
Right,
this is the final round. This is the quickfire round. I will ask you a question, but
buzzing with your either honkers. What are these? What's this?
Buzzing with my honkers.
A buffalo.
I'm just strangling an asthmatic.
Or shake your children's toys, Sinister.
And then
give me an answer, and I'll say if it's right or wrong. So just tell me what the right thing to do is in each of these scenarios. Question number one. Is it ever justified to teach a toddler to say bell end? Michael.
It's only justified.
Yes, point. What is the best way to avoid talking to chuggers? Charity muggers.
Oh.
Jim Bob.
You have, when as they approach you, you approach them, and just as they get to you, you have to then, you shout at them.
What do you say?
That's the bit, yeah.
What do you shout?
What shout?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Do you know,
you actually shout, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter!
You know, you get those people on Oxford Street who ask you where you've had your hair done, and they're trying to sell you a £45 package.
Hairdressers.
Yes, exactly.
Hairdresser muggers.
The thing that works Hobbies. Really well with them is when they say, "Where did you get your hair done?" You say, "Oh, it's a wig. I'm undergoing chemotherapy."
I was a bit confused by that question because when you said chuggers, I thought you were talking about Keith Chegwin.
What's the best way to avoid talking to Keith Chegwin?
I don't know, but if you want to know the best way to avoid talking to Keith Chegwin,
yeah.
Then I don't know either.
Who was the best doctor in Doctor Who?
Oh, okay.
Michael.
Well, the best is Matt Smith, but he's not my favourite.
Who's your favourite? Peter Davison.
Peter Davison. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Well, yeah,
let's get rid of this quiz and start talking about that. Yeah.
How many dates should you go on before sleeping with someone?
Officially it's 3.
Really?
With the same person or...
Just don't do it on the first. Really? That's the only. That's a genuine rule.
How about if you stay?
Always try for the second.
You should do it the next morning.
Yeah, the second if you can. Yeah, if you can hold off till the second, do. That's all I'm saying.
Correct.
I'm still not married. I've got a child.
If red wine goes with beef and white wine goes with fish, what does Matthias Rosé go with?
Margaret Caborn.
The answer I have is slags.
Another point to Jimbo.
How do you fight a bear?
With piss. It's always with piss.
You fight a little bear.
With a smaller bear.
Yeah. I don't understand. Right. And at the end of that round, totting up the points, I can tell you that. Who has won, Ben? Ben.
Michael and Jim. Okay, Margaret and Dan have got 12.
Margaret and Dan have got 12.
Margaret and Dan have got 12. Michael and Jim have got 16 and a half.
Adding up the ages of the contestants, are we? Or didn't really work.
We're 16.
Yeah, I know.
We may be older, but we don't look older.
Hey, take it outside. Thanks for listening to the show. Like to get in touch, then email us at rightthing1@gmail.com. Until next time, goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.